Hello.
Hello, I'm a 3-2 with Stuart McFadden.
Yes.
Hi, Stuart. It's James calling from MMA Legal in regards to your Scottish Regis application. How are
All
you
right, bud.
doing? I just need to ask you three questions just for the sake of data protection purposes
Yep.
before I continue. Can you just confirm for me your date of birth?
It's 9/11/80.
Yeah, your postal address?
I don't know my postcode,
Do you know the first line?
No.
Okay,
P S P. It should be P-A-P-A-T. PAC, I think.
Will you just
PAC,
confirm for
PAK.
me your would you confirm for me your mobile number instead, if that's okay?
It's 07-880-708-485.
Fantastic. And then just your email address, please.
I don't. Is it Stuart McFadden at 760 or something? I'm not 100%. I think it's 760 at something. I'm not sure. I don't use email in Atlanta, but.
Do you remember what the organization was for the email? If you was with Hotmail or
I can't even remember. It was one of the brains that set it up for me, pal. I don't use an email is something I just don't use.
okay, hold on
But
one second.
I know I've got one.
Yeah, hold on one second. No, I'm sure it won't be a second.
All right, pal.
Hi, Stuart, you okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. I've just spoke to my manager because you did relay the email address correct. Obviously, you just didn't say which
I think
organization
it's
it was.
Gmail, to be honest. I think it's Gmail.
Yeah, you are right. It's Gmail. So we've
Aye.
passed for data protection purposes now, so that's
Yep.
brilliant. It's just a quick call just to chase up on just a bit of information.
I'm waiting on a photographic ID. I need a photographic ID, so I had to send away for one, so I'm just waiting on it.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, that's good news. I was calling because we have received something back from Renfrewshire Council. So whilst obviously you're still trying to get your photo ID, I'm going to see if I can still push towards getting your records. So what we're looking to try and collect at the moment is GP records. Do you know who you're currently registered with at the moment, Stuart?
It's Northcroft Medical Centre.
Northcroft.
Yeah, Medical Centre. It's in Paisley.
Okay, hold on 1 minute. Okay, so in North Croft Medical Centre, Stuart, there's three GP practices. So the only reason why I need to you to confirm which one out of the three is because we need to be very meticulous when we send the subject access request. Do you
Yes.
know if you're with either the Barony practice,
No,
the Green?
it's definitely the Northcroft practice, Paul. That's the name of the practice. I know there's a couple of different practices in there, but my one is called Northcroft.
Northcroft, yeah. Okay, hold on.
Because you're going to do a bar in the area, my one in that way.
Yeah, so there seems to be no individual GP called Northcroft Medical Practice. Within Northcroft Medical Centre, there's only three, which say the Barony Practice, Greenlaw, or
Greenlaw,
the
sorry.
Pelton. Yeah, you go. Right.
Greenlaw. That's
Yeah.
what I was, sorry, pal. I was miles away. I
No,
was
it's
miles
fine.
off
Don't
there.
worry about
It's
it.
Greenlaw.
No
I
worries.
knew it was in the Barony.
Yeah, it's completely understandable. Some people, obviously, when they
Aye,
say
I'm not a
medical
big.
centres.
I don't go. I've been to my doctor's like twice in 10 years, kind of thing.
I'm with you on that. I think it's just like more of a male thing, as it will be, not really too forced. But yeah, with the green law, that's brilliant. We'll be able to send a subject access request to them now just to get your GP records. We're just waiting now on Glasgow City Council to get back to us. For the your childcare records there. Once we have something back from them and we have your GP records, we'll be in a position to put you through for a witness statement. So what that'll entail is that we'll give you a call just to see what date and time is best available for you to be able to take time out of your day just to answer essentially what it'll be like. It's like a chronological questionnaire, really. And within this witness statement, you'll be in control of the phone call. So say if you wanted to obviously take a break to either get a drink or just compose yourself for a few minutes, you're more than welcome to do so. But hopefully we'll be able to do that within the next, maybe by the end of August, we're hoping, because with every subject access request, there's a statutory deadline of a month. So sometimes they may get back to us and request for an extension, which the very maximum it'll take up to 3 months of an extension they're allowed. But that's only if we deem it sufficient enough for them to have one. And then once we've submitted your application to Scottish Redress, we're estimated to get a response between 8 to 12 weeks. So, and obviously with that response, you'll then get your formal letter of apology stating obviously the negligence of the Scottish Government, and then as well any compensation what the panel deems fit to award you as well, you will be in receipt of your compensation too.
That's fine, that's good. But
all right, fantastic. Just while you're on the phone, just going to see if there's any other further information we need. Right, okay. So there is a little bit of further information. The councils, as you may possibly understand, they don't index the record, the childcare records, under the actual child's name. It's indexed either by the parents' names or their address where they was residing before they were placed into care. So could you confirm for me, please, your parents' names?
My mother's name is Janice Mitchell.
Janice Mitchell. And then your father?
Is Alex McFadgen. Same spelling as myself, obviously.
Alex McFadgen. Yeah, and are you aware of any previous names you may have been known by when you was in Kerr, Stuart?
No, I had no aliases.
That's perfectly fine. And then just finally, your address before you was placed into care?
I didn't need to think about that, to be honest with you, but I didn't need to think about that. I know roughly where I was staying, but I don't know the exact address, but I'm pretty sure that I know the name of the street, but just know the number. And it would have been Fullerton Street in Paisley.
Fullerton?
Yeah.
Spell F-U-L-L-A-R.
Yeah, F-U-L-L-E-R-T-O-N.
T-O-N. And what area is that in?
It's in Paisley.
In Paisley. Fantastic, no worries. That's all the further information we'd need. Mainly, I'm hoping that that'll be from Glasgow. They'll need that, but considering we've got stuff back from Renfrewshire Council, and as well, your address before care was residing within Renfrewshire, hopefully we shouldn't need to collect any further records, really.
Yeah, well, I've never actually stayed out with Renfrewshire.
Yeah. Oh, okay. We got here Strathclyde regional.
Well, it used to be Strathclyde, but that's what it was then. But now it's just like Renfrewshire.
Yeah.
Strathclyde doesn't exist anymore.
All right. Okay. No problem. It was. I've just seen here. It was 7 Fullerton.
That's right.
We do have a lot of records from Renfrewshire. I'm looking at so. Actually, we might be able to, once we've sent a subject access request today to your GP, we might be able to actually book you in a bit sooner than we thought.
That's fine. Yeah, that's fine.
But obviously, as I said, we'll give you a phone call first, just to obviously
see what
date's best available for you. And then we'll move on from there, and then we'll get you booked in. It's probably at the moment going to be with my claims operations manager of B&GA. But if it's not with Jay, it'll be with myself.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, fantastic. No worries. Yeah, that's all the information we needed. We'll go ahead and we'll go send a DSAR to the Green Law practice now at Northcroft Medical Centre. And then hopefully we'll get something back and we'll revert back to you in due time.
Aye, no problem, bud.
All right, fantastic. Have a lovely day, Stuart. I'll speak to you
soon. All right, thank you. Thanks.
Cheers, bye.